From the Map Room of Heart House in the University of Toronto, it's Sugar Camp Music.
So welcome to the holiday edition of Sugar Camp Music. And it's all Canadian, of course. And this week we have none other than Stompin' Tom Connors. He's going to be on the phone with us. And we're going to be talking about the roads of life. What are the roads of life? Well, one of them, from his brand new album called The Roads of Life, is called Pie in the Sky. And we'll start the program off with that.
You're just pie in my little old sky, and you don't come down, 'cause you're up too high. And though I try to be your guy, you're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie in my little old sky, like a pretty cloud just passing by. Until the day I learned to fly, you're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie, 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 pie in the sky. Every time I see you, I could cry, cry, cry. I say hello, you say goodbye, 'cause you're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie in my little old sky, and I wish my arms could reach that high. I'd make you mine till the day I die, but you're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie in my little old sky, and you don't come down, 'cause you're up too high. And though I try to be your guy, you're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie, 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 pie in the sky. Every time I see you, I could cry, cry, cry. I say hello, you say goodbye, 'cause you're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie, 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 pie in the sky. Every time I see you, I could cry, cry, cry. I say hello, you say goodbye, 'cause you're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie in my little old sky. You're just pie, pie in the sky. You're just pie.
Sounds like a song made for the Sugar Camp. Welcome, Stompin' Tom Connors. How you doing?
I'm just doing fine there, Steve, and been enjoying your show all these years.
Thank you.
Wish you much success on this Yuletide season and many more of them.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, and best to you as well, and Lena and Tom Jr.
Yeah, yeah, we're doing good, and we're looking forward to Santa Claus coming and bringing us a few things.
Yeah, you're still getting things from Santa Claus, are we? Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about The Roads of Life because it's a great album. It's a little bit of a departure for you. You've got a couple of instrumentals on here, and it really shows off your guitar playing, which is something that I haven't heard you do before.
Thank you very much. Hardly anybody else has either. But over the years, you know, I've picked up a few tunes here and there instrumentally and learned how to pick them and all. But, you know, because you hire a guitar player and they know what they're doing, so you don't bother doing any picking usually in a recording. But this time I chose to, you know, throw a couple on and see how the fans would enjoy hearing them. Roses of San Antone there is a very nice one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, I didn't write that, of course, but another one I've got, Skinner's Pond Pig.
Which is basically the song of the Irish Moss, isn't it?
Yes, I just actually took the melody from a song that was about the Irish Moss and changed the beat into a jig and decided to pick it just on the guitar, and maybe some fiddler will come along someday and use it as a fiddle tune.
Having been with you at your place a few times and jammed with you, you know, you love really old-time country songs. You love the picking of Hank Snow.
I really do, yeah.
You know, and you love picking the Spanish Fireball on these songs, right?
I sure do.
And that's sort of what comes across on this album a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Going back
to... Yeah, well, any time when I do a Hank song, if I know the picking at all, I usually throw it in. But, you know, I haven't recorded that many songs with Hank over the years. And there's one Nova Scotia Home on this one, of course.
You've got some really brilliant songs on here, some Irish songs. You've got a Hank Snow song, a Hank Williams song, and Wolf Carter, of course, and Bob Wills. You really went all over the place with this album. Why was that?
Well, a lot of the fans didn't know over the years. You know, I was such a Stompin' Tom writing machine that all my albums pretty much said that, well, Stompin' Tom sings his own, that he writes, and that's that. So this time I would kind of show the fans that I also knew quite a pile of other people's songs, and so I picked a few of my favorites to throw on here.
Okay, so that brings us around to another subject here, the fact that you've spent the last year, well, the last winter, right, recording about 11 albums worth of songs.
Yes, I did.
Like, who does that besides you? 11 albums.
Never heard of anybody.
No. I mean, you did 60 old-time favorites way, way, way back, and 60 more old-time favorites back in the early 70s, I guess.
Yeah, those were like... took me altogether. I think one took me a couple weeks, and the other one took me, you know, maybe the same amount of time.
But this is a little different. I mean, you went ahead and did 10 albums plus The Roads of Life, which is 11 albums in like 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah, well, whenever I could get into the studio, because, you know, the studio, the Escarpment Sound studio, he also had other people booked, so I couldn't get in every day, but I got in every day I could, and that's what we turned out, 11 albums. I think I kind of overdone it. I didn't stop, I just kept pushing myself,
yeah.
And as a result, I've had a little bit of an illness since.
Chronic fatigue syndrome?
Fatigue syndrome.
Yep.
That's what it is, yeah. If I had taken some rest in between, I might have been okay. You know, at 76 years old, I should have known enough to...
76, but acting like you're 46.
Yeah, and so I might have burnt myself out a little on 11 albums.
Okay, so the album came out, Roads of Life, back in August. And I guess because of your illness, you haven't been able to tour or anything, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I feel pretty good. It's just that I don't have the pep that I had before.
And it's not too easy getting out there and stomping all night.
No. So, you know, as soon as this thing is supposed to leave, it stays with some people for, you know, a year, and other people a few months. And so as soon as it passes, I'll probably be out there again.
We're going to play a song off The Roads of Life now. One of my favorite songs on the album is because I've been at your house a number of times, and it's exactly how I feel when I'm there. Make yourself at home. So we're going to play that song right now off The Roads of Life. You're Stompin' Tom.
That's a good one.
Come around any old time, make yourself at home. There's lots of beer upon my shelf. Just walk over and help yourself. And I don't care if all your friends left you all alone. Don't fret no more when you're in my door. Make yourself at home. Come around any old time. Make yourself at home. If you like music, come on in. We'll tune up my mandolin. And don't be shy if you got no tie, or if your hair ain't combed. Take off your coat, tell a few jokes, and make yourself at home. Come around any old time, make yourself at home. You can't leave my humble shack until you're welcome to come back. And if you're on to singing a song or just recite a poem, wipe off the frown, sit back down and make yourself at home. Oh, come around any old time, make yourself at home. There's lots of beer upon my shelf, just walk over and help yourself. And I don't care if all your friends left you all alone. Rich or poor, when you're in my door, make yourself at home. Rich or poor, when you're in my door, make yourself at home.
Stop and Tom, make yourself at home. And that's exactly the philosophy of life that you lead at home, right?
Well, that's the way things are around here. We live a pretty freestyle. You know, got a little bar in the house and stuff. And when the boys come in, like Alwood Meyer, Mickey Andrews, and Timmy Hadley, and all those guys, mostly, you know, the guys in my band, and I like to wish them a very good Yuletide season as well. And, you know, we have a freestyle around here.
Yeah, you sure do.
They just help themselves.
So what are you going to do with your other 10 albums that you released? They're of old-time songs, right? They're not Stompin' Tom songs.
Yeah. It's over the years, you know, in my travels, I've learned, today I know over 3,000 songs. Without looking at a paper or anything.
And I can vouch for that.
And even though I haven't sang them in years, like once I learn a song, I know it forever. And so I can, you know, take a guitar at any minute and just rhyme off something that was written in 1930 or whatever, and haven't had sung it for, you know, like 40 years. It wouldn't matter.
And your own songs like that too, because like when you go to places across the country, you'll pick out a song about a place that you might not have sung for many, many years, and you kind of remember them. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, sure. And if you know that there's someone in the audience that happens to know those songs or be familiar with those songs, or if you're in the area where the writer of the song especially is from, if it's close to his home, such as if you're anywhere near Port Guilford, Nova Scotia, you're going to sing a few Wilf Carter songs. If you're near Brooklyn, Nova Scotia, you sing a few Hank Snow songs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you do those things in a concert because it brings the people closer to you. It makes you relate because it makes the fan, I think, feel that you care a little more for them by singing to them directly about them, you know, and the stuff that they're used to and the employment and the work that they've done. And it gets into the home, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Going to play a couple more songs off of The Road of Life, Roads of Life. I'm going to go into the Rattling Cannonball and my Nova Scotia home. We'll play those two songs. And you want to tell us a little bit about why you recorded those two?
Well, the Rattling Cannonball, Wilf recorded that around the same time as Jimmy Rogers recorded his Wabash Cannonball. And the two of them, the two publishing companies, I understand, were in a fight over the melody because the melody wasn't written by either one of them. It was a folk melody even back then, and that was way back in And so the melody of the song is really kind of up for grabs as the two companies claiming to own it. I don't know. It's just a schmozzle. But anyway, I always liked the Will Carter version that he wrote. I like both versions, actually. And on my first 10 albums set, I recorded the Wabash. And on this set and also on this album, I recorded the Rattling Cannonball. And I also threw a verse into it, the one about when the train moves from Vancouver to Halifax.
Listen to those songs right now. Stompin' Tom Connor's my guest right now on Sugar Camp Music. And we'll hear Rattling Cannonball, followed by My Nova Scotia Home. And Tom will be back with us in a few seconds. Here they go.
Oh, please meet me tonight in the moonlight. Please meet me, my darling, alone, for I have a sad story to tell you. It's a story that I have never told. I wish I had someone to love me, someone to call me their own. I'm a pirate with no one to live with, and I'm tired of living alone. Yes, I have a fine ship on the ocean that I've mounted with silver and gold. But to pay for my crimes, little darling, my ship will be anchored and sold. They will cast me into the jail tomorrow to leave you, my sweetheart, my own, with the cold prison bars all around me and my head on a pillow of stone. If I had the wings of an angel, over these prison walls I would fly, and I'd fly to your arms, oh my darling, and there I'd be willing to die. So come meet me tonight in the moonlight. Please meet me tonight all alone, for I have a sad story to tell you. It's a story that's never been told. I have a sad story to tell you. It's a story that's never been told.
Howdy, folks. This is Stompin' Tom Connors, inviting you to listen to my favorite program on CIUT Radio. I hope you'll join me and all my friends in the Toronto area as we tune into the greatest variety show of Canadian music you'll ever want to hear. Welcome to the Old Sugar Camp with my friend and yours, Steve Fruitman. And here he is. Take it away, Steve.
Gather round me, comrades, and listen while I tell about my good old ramblin' days. You may have heard some tell. First I was a hobo who claimed the rambler's call, and I took my first wild rambling trip on the Rattlin' Cannonball. She always blew the whistle at every curve or hill. I always knew the signal by the whistle, oh so shrill. The hobos love to ride her, and you'd often hear them call. It's great to be aboard once more in the rattling cannonball. She travels through the valleys, down mountains she will roll. It seems the roar and rattle someday would take its toll. But years she's been running, and ne'er can I recall. Have I ever seen a smash up on the rattling cannonball? I said, boys, I traveled, and I took my first wild ride on the good old rattling cannonball and stuck right by her side. Today I am conductor, tell many a story tall, but I never put a hobo off the rattling cannonball. The rich man has a parlor with all its splendor grand. The hobo rides a boxcar, his home's in any land. If you want to travel in style, you can have them all. Just take a trip from coast to coast on the rattling cannonball. We're leaving old Vancouver, through mountains she will roll. Way out across the prairie to North Ontario. All the way from Halifax, we're back in Montreal. Returning to Vancouver on the rattling cannonball. Well, now I must get rolling to have her there on time. She's 60 cars from head to tail and running the old main line. All aboard, we're off, boys, hear the happy hobo call. We're heading for a good long trip on the rattling cannonball. We're heading for a good long trip on the rattling cannonball.
It's Stompin' Tom time!
There's a place I'll always cherish neath the blue Atlantic sky, where the shores down in Cape Breton bid the golden sun to rise, and the fragrance of the apple blossoms praise the Duke his lawn. Back in dear old Nova Scotia, the place where I was born. The Scotian and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express, their mighty engines throbbing make their way towards the west. And the sturdy fishing schooners sway so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia is my sanctuary and I love her so. Across this great dominion, I have traveled far and wide, where the shores out in Vancouver kiss the blue Pacific tide. I've crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat fields' golden blades, headed back to Nova Scotia, where this ocean boy was raised. There the pretty robin redbreast seeks his loved ones in the tree, and the French dialect in old Quebec keeps calling out to me. It seems to say beyond your way there's a welcome at the door, where the kinfolk are waiting on that great Atlantic shore. To beautiful New Brunswick and across the PEI to the rock-bound coast of Newfoundland, I'll love them till I die. And if God came here on earth to find a place that he could rest, I'd take him to my Nova Scotia home, the place that I love best.
All right. You got an extra song in there, actually. You know, you got three for the price of two. We started that off with the Pirate's Lament, and then we went into, of course, the Rattlin' Cannonball and then my Nova Scotia home. Stompin' Tom Connors, my guest here on Sugar Camp Music this week. And, you know, it's like 48 years ago that you walked into Timmins, Ontario, with hardly a dime to your name. Well, I think you had about 35 cents. And would you have ever thought that you would have been able to do the things you've been able to do in your career?
I never, ever, in good many years here, I never dreamed that when I walked in there with patches in my pants and not enough to buy a meal or anything, reading off the road, clothes all dusty, I had one shirt and one pair of pants, and I was right on my last legs. I never dreamed that today I'd be sitting with the Order of Canada and three doctorates and a stamp in my honor and I don't know how many different awards and keys to cities and all these kinds of things. It's just been an amazing, amazing trip, a miraculous trip.
Proud to say I've been there almost all the time. I started listening to you in Timmins in 65. You know, it's like I grew up with Stompin' Tom Connors. It's kind of amazing, you know, when I kind of think of it.
I think you used to sneak in, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. Anyways, you've done such amazing things. What are your plans and your intentions now for the other 10 albums that you recorded earlier this year?
Well, I've been kind of holding them back for the moment. But I hope to release them, you know, maybe, we don't know how yet, but I might release them one at a time, I might release them all at once in a package. We just don't know how, so January, February, we'll be looking into that little problem and seeing how we're going to release those records.
The main thing is you've actually recorded them, that's fantastic, actually.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Tom, thanks a lot for this interview, and have a great Christmas and New Year.
I reiterate, I feel the same to everybody listening there, all the fans. Congratulations on your new spot on the radio. I hope it'll work well for you.
Yeah.
And I'm always happy to do an interview, if I can, for Steve and the Sugar Camp. And Merry, Merry Christmas to all, and Happy New Year, too.
We're actually going to get you to do that again, because I've got your Merry Christmas, everybody, lined up to go.
Well, coincidental.
Exactly. Take care. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, friends. This is Tom Connors. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Well, there's old Grandpappy, and he sure looks happy with Granny just a-slapping her knees. There's old Aunt Mary with funny Uncle Harry, and they're trying to give the baby a squeeze. There's long-lost cousins, kiddies by the dozens, and they're gonna stay the whole day long. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry, and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. The
turkey's on the table now, and when you're feeling able, you can take another helping if you will. But soon as you eat it, I'm afraid you gotta beat it, 'cause you're gonna give the share to Brother Bill. And hey, Uncle Marty, it's an all-night party, and don't you pour the drinks too strong. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a happy new year too. May your holidays be merry, and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through.
You're listening to Sugar Camp Music here on 89.5 FM CIUT.